summation or a synopsis of his psak. And his bottom line is that these donuts should not be eaten if they're cooked by goyim. And the Dunkin' Donuts are cooked by goyim, and therefore they have that problem. What? How does the person who gives the hechsher? Well, he says that that's I don't know. He says that that's the accepted psak in the hechsherim today. That I don't know. He says that the other hechsherim also rely on it. Entenmann has donuts too. Now. They rely. Oh, so they're not sure what they're relying on. Either they're relying that it's paspalter, and it's mutter. That's the first answer, is that it's paspalter and it's mutter. The second answer is afilu intim tzolayme. It's bishalakum minema that it's oilal shulchan malachim. Who says what? We could hear. I'm not rendering an opinion. I'm just passing on the information. Now the argument is that Entenmann donuts, which the OU gives a hechsher on, also is. Now I didn't ask the OU if they're makdal or anything, but many donuts are baked donuts.
They're
not fried donuts. The baked donuts are clearly paspalter. It would be a hechsher paspalter. The question is the fried donuts. And what? Frying? Why they? Okay. So let's learn inside. Let's learn inside. See what they eat. So bagels are two steps. Do you have to talk about donuts? Donuts are fried. Bagels we didn't talk about, but bagels are mutter, because bagels are cooked and then baked. There, if you ever go to Bagel Bakery, you'll see right near the oven they have a big vat. They throw the dough into this thing, and they leave it there just for a moment. It cooks, that it gives a skin. It cooks the skin of the donut, and what that does is afterwards, when it bakes, it's like in a vise and it doesn't rise, and therefore the bagel has a tough texture, which is symbolic of the Jewish people always, right? The tough texture inside, and the thick skin. Yeah, it's a very good question. It's a real question. Is we're going to have later the language and somehow it doesn't make sense on a doughy food to say for lafis beis hapas, depending on how you translate lafis beis hapas. But okay, we'll have to leave it there. It seems that Ravadi Yosef assumes that donuts are Eilal Shulchan Malachim, because he doesn't. They're different Gedarim, they're different. We'll get to it. We'll learn.
Hanukkah at the White House.
So bagels are afia, because the bishul doesn't make it edible, so bagels are lakuli alma are afia, and there's no problem with bishulakum, even if they're made by guys. I mean, it's still paspalter, it still should better be bought from Ian. That's a very interesting question. We're going to get to that. In Sif Zayin, I'm going to discuss it. Let's see Sif Vav first. The issue here in Sif Vav, someone brought up last week, which is the issue when you have a food that has more than one component, whether that would make it bishul akum as opposed to afias akum. For example, an egg challah. An egg challah has dough and water, which is challah. It has eggs in it. Now, cooked eggs are usur because of bishul akum. And speaking of which, in Dunkin' Donuts, where they have cooked eggs, where the guy cooks the eggs in the microwave, that's treif. Even if the place has a hechsher on the donuts, and even if it's a good hechsher, and a good hechsher on the donuts, there's still a problem with the eggs. The eggs are all bishul akum. Eggs are not nechol chai, no. No. Eggs are mefurish halacha. There are three things that everyone agrees is bishul akum by: eggs, meat, and fish. And these things, nobody disagrees.
A raw egg is not mukta shabbos.
Raw eggs are mukta on Shabbos. Chazit, who dreams of him? It's not, but for us, it's
years ago when we did this.
It's not only that the eggs are treif, but the microwave is treif. So if someone goes into a place where the goyim cooked the eggs, even the soups, which may come out of the commissary kosher, I don't know if they're makbid on bishul akum on the soups, it becomes treif in the microwave. Because the bishulako makes a tray.
At that time.
No, because when a guy puts an egg in, when a guy cooks an egg, that egg is now tray because the bishulako. Until when you take a raw egg and you cook it.
They make them.
If the eggs are scrambled, if the eggs are cooked by Yidden and warmed up, if the eggs are cooked by Yidden and they're warmed up by Goyim, then there's no problem. I don't know what they do. I was never there. If it's an edible egg just warmed up by a guy, there's no problem. If it's not edible, I just can't imagine scrambled eggs which you pre-cook and warm up would taste like rubber. I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea. I was never there. I don't know.
Okay, but they have a sign outside that says
only the bagels are kosher. Yeah. Should I tell you? They probably have a mishkiach there watching that nothing happens. Which I tell you.
What I didn't know is that you used to make food.
Yes. I don't know. You have to speak to the people. I don't know. Originally, I spoke to Rabbi Dickman 15 years ago. He gave a hechsher. He said only, not on the eggs, only on the soup and the donuts. And he was makbid that they both be Bishul Yisrael. Today, I don't know. I do know, somebody inquired for me, that the donuts are not Bishul Yisrael. They rely either on paspalter or on Deteir El Shulchan Malachim, one of those two Eterim, both Eterim together, whatever the case may be. And the claim is that other Hechsherim have that as a standard, which may be true. I don't know. I know the Chavkeit had a higher standard than that.
The Chavkeit
was Makbid at the time that they gave the Hechsher 15 years ago. They had a higher standard.
At the time I used to eat there and I pulled up the Chavkeit. They held the microwave with Bishul Shemesh. And they were matzah. They were
matzah. You're talking about the eggs.
They were matzah, the eggs.
So that's why I specifically spoke about the soup and the donuts 15 years ago.
Okay. Now they changed.
I specifically said the soup and the donuts 15 years ago. They were matzah, but I don't know. It's edible before they throw it in? Hard to imagine. What? It's maybe somebody. I'm not telling you what's going on there. I'm telling you what the halacha is. You have to figure out what's going on. I don't know. I can't answer.
So the eggs didn't have to scramble.
Okay. Sivav. B'makim shenogu heter pashel palter. In places where there's a egg heter by pas palter, afilu nolish bebeyin. Even if it's an egg challah or a cake which has eggs in it, it's still permitted. If the eggs are nolush, that means that they're part of the dough. I shabayim teichen alpanav. Our chalas have a shine. If you ever look, it has a shine. That shine comes from egg whites, which are smeared on the top of the chalas to give it a shine. Mutter, the Shulchan Aruch says that that's not a problem. Cakes like kokosh cakes also have a shine on them. Cakes like marble or sponge cakes don't have that. But the cakes that use a challah dough would have a dull finish if they didn't have some smear on top. So Shulchan Aruch says that egg is mutter. Aval in panda shafoi v'kechavim asol lechol me'apashaloi. However, in panda, which we're going to have later by Bishulakum, is a dough which is filled with a filling. Let's say you have a potato blintz. So that's a question of Bishulakum. There we don't say it's paspalter, because it's a blintz, a knish which is made. So therefore, there is the Mechaber says that in panda has to be the filling has to be cooked by a Jew. I mentioned in the past that Gebilas knishes, which are a popular knish, it's sold frozen with a hechsher. They're not makbid on the potatoes being cooked by Jews. They're not makbid, and they're soymech that it's ain't oil al shulchan malachim. The knishes are not oil al shulchan malachim. It's a funny world. The big knishes are not oil. The small knishes, you see it every shmok. So small knishes aren't big knishes. I don't know. We do. Frank's a tasty. The anyway, that's the extra. When you go into a store and you buy gavilas knishes, the frozen gavilas knishes, and you cook them, you're relying on a heter, which they rely. However, there are some stores which Kehila gives a hechsher on that have gavilas knishes. Especially Essex on Coney was the first. Olam Hashalom, they're going to be Tchiyat HaMesim soon. They're going to reopen. We send someone down once a month to do a special run. We turn on the fire. It's in Williamsburg. Gavilas Knishes is in the warehouse section of Williamsburg, and they do a run of Bishul Yisrael. We have a yid who turns it on, the fire for the potatoes, and stays till the run is done and marks the boxes. And we already have not only our stores, there are a few other stores, other hechsherim, that use from the run that we do approximately just once a month. It's all frozen stuff. What? The knish is done already also. Once they're there, the whole thing is Akhi Yisrael. Yeah, Snap Hastalta.
Isn't this
so
something? Didn't we speak about when we did Bishul? It's also what's my point is whether we can cause on the min.
We'll talk about it. I can't talk about it now. But whatever the issues are, those are the issues that are. That's what the Mechabe here is talking about. So we're going to learn later that the blia, if you hold the potato is not kosher, then the blia goes into the pas. It can't even peel off the pas and eat the pas. That's what we're going to have. It says to look in Kufya Gimel, which we're going to learn next, where this is discussed by Bishul Akum. The kapeda here is that the heter is on the dough. The heter is not on the filling. If the filling is Eilah Shulcha Malachim, then it's okay. That's the thing. That's the gather. Now it may be that the potato is not Eilah Shulcha Malachim. If the knish is Eilah Shulcha Malachim, but the potato by itself is not, that could be a heter, could be a good heter. Because the mish potatoes wouldn't be Eilah Shulcha Malachim. In fact, mish does, I put in a knish, so the fact that chashivas comes from the dough, and that could be a good heter. I'm not saying it's not a good heter. Yeah.
What's the sound to run on gavilas knishes? If you don't hold potatoes, the whole potato
doesn't
survive.
So we wait till it's an Eina Ben Yaimeh for that. And if you remember, there's a machlaikis in the end of Sifkei Simin Kuf Yud Gimel. What? Yeah, I know, but here it says in Shulchan Aruch that there's a Yeshayimim, that there's no Isser of Blias on Bishul Akum, and even though we pass and there is an issue of Blias, but it says that you could use it as a tzirif. It says clearly in Halacha that you could use it as a tzirif, and that's what's wrong. Yeshayimim, now listen to this Ramah. This Ramah gives us problems. Yesh Oisrim Pas Shebeitzim Tuchi Teichin Alpanov. Listen to this chumra. Listen to the chumra. You hear? Yesh oisrim. There are those who aser a pas, a cake or a bread, shebeim teichim alpanav, that have this smear of eggs on top. Mishum shehem be'en, because the eggs are be'en. Ve'inam betelum lagabe a pas. Yesh b'sem mishum bishul lei oivik kachavim. B'chei nayegin. Wow. Listen to this chumra. He says that if you have a challah, which has a shiny shine made by these egg whites, then that's aser. It's legamri loy mistaver. What are you talking about? Because of this smear that makes a bishul. Akum Darach HaShulchan says that he must be talking about some kind of food where they made scrambled eggs on top of the bread, and that's how they baked it, and you had eggs on the bread. Well, we do this small smear of egg whites. Darach HaShulchan says not mistaver. Mechas Yitzchak has a tshuva. He says it's not mistaver. However, if you look at Gro Yudalid, look what the Gro learns. The Gro says Yesh Oisrim Mispar Rishayna Svirolei. The first shita that holds smeared eggs don't matter. Svirolei Kivan Yudalid Gro Yudalid Kivan Sheini Ela Lamare Chazus Alav Nilsa. Since the eggs are only for the look, Chazus Alav Nilsa, that's nothing. The Gro clearly learned that we're talking about the smeared eggs that give this look, and that's what the Ramah is answering. So the Gra has a big chumra here. The Shitas HaGra is that the Gra's pshat in the Ramah is that the Ramah meant such a chala or such a kokosh cake which has a smear of egg white on top that gives it a shine. The Gra held that that's an issur of bishul akum for that small amount, a small layer on top. And you would have to cut away shishim connected to the top layer. It could be belayat shishim. It could be belayat. Well, you talk about once you bought it already. But the Gra's shita is a mechudish tikka shita. I don't think the minig is this way. What? It's maybe. What? They understand that the Gra is not as a das yachid. That's their understanding. It's also, I'll tell you what else they did. If you look at the language, it depends how you understand it. If you look at the language of Taz Hay, Taz's language is Afilu Nilush Bebeyin, and he's going on Teichin Alpana, Bechul, he's going on the Mechaber. Hatam Kimisha Pas Mutter, Habeyim Tfeilim Loi. Since the Pas is a Mutter, the eggs are a Tuffle to it. Now, Vin Panda, Mashen Kena Knish, is Boil Kamon, there the Knish, each one is an acre. He says Habeyim Tfeilim Loi. He doesn't say Chazusa Ba'alma, like the Gra understood. He seems to understand that there's something there, more than Chazusa. And Habeyim Tfeilim Loi, that the Heter is because of Tuffle. Kimchayikr, which is the lashon of Taisus and Beya, where this comes from. Kimchayikr, which sounds like there's more significant amount of eggs than just the chazusa balance. The Ramah goes on. What about things like sponge cake, etc.? Va'aisa nilo shakayr kichloch. I mean a mesika shakar of lekach. They always say lekach and bronfen. I don't know what lekach is. He says it's cake. Hang the chlapas. Cake is included in bread. The place where there's a heter of pas palter, then the cake palter is also mutter. And we don't consider cake to be bishalakum. We consider it to be afia. There are certain types of things which are baked on a metal pan, on a metal blech, and they smear it with some chelev or chazer. Now, I don't think he means that we don't eat chazer. I think the fact that we don't eat chazer is kosher. But, what he means to say, I understand, is that pancakes, things that are made on a grill, such as the ones that they make, b'chein or b'chazer, so yesh lizor, b'chein aminig, that pancakes are bishalakum. Yeah, I understand that. It should be manach, but he means of bishalakum. That a pancake is also because of bishalakum. The Rosh Hashulchan says clearly that pancakes don't have the heter of afia. Pancake, even though it's dough, even though it's flour and liquids, but it does not have the heter of afia, it's bishal. And therefore, it's a problem. You go to a bris, and they have a shaykh there pouring the pancake sauce and making pancakes. Hopefully, the fire was turned on by a Jew. Because if that guy turned on the fire and made the pancakes, even though it's a bris, it's still a bishalakum and it would still be problematic. Oh, what's the geder? So Taz Vav gives us a geder. What is the geder of something that's safia? What's the geder of something that's bishal? So the Taz Vav says, Kivon di kava alayu su'uda b'varach ha'maitzi al-kein dinam kapas mamish. Anything which if you kivei a su'uda would be amaitzi. Anything which if you ate enough of it as a main part of a meal would be amaitzi. Then it has a din of pas. That includes any baked thing, something like spaghetti or pancakes. No matter how much you eat, you never have to bench, because cooked things there is no halach of pas. And therefore, on such items, these things do not fall under the heter of pas. They fall under the geder of bishul. So they have a kula and a chumra. They have a chumra that there's no heter of pas palter if it's cooked. And they have a kula that if they're not shulchan malachim, then it's even mutl chatchila. So that is the status. I think the Gra Tezvav holds the same way. He says also the geder is something that if you convey on it, that you would. That's the Gedarim, and if that's good, so that's the Gedarim. I assume we paskin like the Taz and Grav will agree, even though the Aruch HaShulchan just Tech Devarav says the Geder is anything which would be Chayiv and Chala on, that's his Geder. It's a little hard to understand that anything Chayiv and Chala on would include Kneiblach, let's say. So it's made a big dough, which is B'vasayava, a dough which is not a liquid dough. Nafkanina between the Aruch HaShulchan against the Grav and the Taz. The only thing I can think of is knedlach, which are made with a thick dough and then cooked. What else is made with a thick dough and cooked? Knedlach, or that kreplach also, which are, but the kreplach have a filling usually, right? They have meat inside, which anyway is the shalach. Spaghetti also, right? But again, the halacha should be like the Taz and the and him that that is. But I don't think spaghetti is a lashul malachim. For challah, you think? You must say other. You have to take challah even if it's cooked. You must say other. What?
Angel.
Not served. It's put it together with other things. It's not served by itself.
But so what would you cook?
Well,
so
alive. It is. It is.
Is the
shulchan aleichem
a breakfast? Something that's served on breakfast. Yes,
it's
shulchan
aleichem.
And a
fancy breakfast. No, the queen's breakfast. She doesn't serve meat. That's queen's breakfast doesn't mean when the queen. When she's in her room, she eats Cheerios with milk, and she sprinkles in some raisins. She will hold the breakfast and bananas also. Helps her with her. Yeah.
It's an official breakfast.
That's where the issue is. No, I assume that if it has a hashra, they do it. I don't know. We have to take a look. The truth is that the knedlach are not made. They're made from challah. They're made from matzah meal, where the matzah meal was already separated. Okay, Sif Zayin. Pas balabayis asura la'ayla. Once something is pas akum, it remains also forever. Afilu kana palta mimenu. Even if a bakery buys it from someone who makes it in the house and they resell it. Afilu shulcha Yisrael abaysai. V'chein afilu shulcha oisi Yisrael acher. And I wasn't sure if it's his language here. So it first says afilu shulcha Yisrael abaysai. Even if a Jew sent this pas balabayis as a gift to someone, still pas akum. Sounds like one Jew sent it to a second Jew, and the second Jew sent it to a third Jew. And what the big chiddush is, la'olam, it always remains. Once it's pas balabayis of a guy, it's always aser, and the reverse, shel palter muteres la'olam. Pas palter, even if you're visiting a guyish house, your neighbor, he takes out pas palter and you're eating it in his house, afilu kana balabayis mimenu. Even if a guy bought it. Everything goes at the time of Afia. Now this leads to an interesting shaila, and the shaila is the following. Now this issue doesn't come up very often, except there is an issue regarding breadcrumbs. People buy containers of breadcrumbs with a hechsher. The question now is, all right, you certainly have a heter of paspalter. Those who rely on paspalter rely on paspalter. Those of us who are machmir, we try to buy things without a heter of paspalter. So the question is, what about breadcrumbs? Do you have to be machbid on breadcrumbs or not? What's a shayla? The shayla is that nobody eats a spoonful of breadcrumbs. What do you do with breadcrumbs? You dip your cutlet into it and you fry the cutlet. So you dip the cutlet into it and you fry it in a cutlet, or you make a knedel out of it, and you do something with it. You don't eat breadcrumbs. So therefore, the issue is a Truvas Avnei Nezer, where he says that there's a rule in Hilchas Shabbos Yesh bishul acharafiyah, which you mentioned earlier, that yesh bishul acharafiyah, that after something is baked and then you cook it, that's kashus. And since yesh bishul acharafiyah, he says that you're allowed to buy breadcrumbs that are not pas Yisrael, that are pas palter, and you, when you fry it, you're making it into bishul Yisrael, and therefore the breadcrumbs, as long as there's a hechsher, you have to know it's kosher, but kosher breadcrumbs have no problem. Even if you're machmer on pas palter, you could be mekel on the breadcrumbs. In the Daka Tshuva, he brings chalukei deis on this. Or if you bake it, all right, it's interesting. What happens if you use the bread? Does anybody do that?
They use breadcrumbs. They can make a cutlet in the oven.
What? Or even pas balabayis. You're right. Even pas balabayis. Just by beinenu, it's moshkiach this way. The Daka Tshuva brings a machla. He has there two pieces. One is, I think, Nunvav. He brings Chalkim, who say that, what they say, what do you mean? The Mechaba says that once it's also Laila. Whatever dinim it has remains Laila. But then in Ayin Hay, later on, he brings a Shara between the two from the Sefer Ruach Chaim. I don't know whose Sefer it is. I think Rav Chaim Falagi. Ruach Chaim. I saw in the Stechemet also, he has an Arichos and Chelak Hay on page 285 on the same minyan, and he makes a pshara. He says that those who say there's no heter of bishul acharafiyah, that would be, let's say, a knedel, where what you're making is primarily the breadcrumbs. But she'en kein, something where the breadcrumbs are an ingredient into a piece of meat, a piece of fish, where it's not the ikar anymore. So there he says you can rely on the heter of bishul acharafiyah, because it's more than just the technicality of bishul acharafiyah. It's more than that. It's the fact that now it's not a baked food anymore. Now it's not a bread food anymore. It's a different food, and that's his pshara. The shorim hamitzonim b'halacha paskins that it's mutter, like davnei nezer. He brings an interesting raya from a tshuvas ksam sefer about bagels. That bagel's 250 years ago, 200 years ago, 200. Some say it was 1800. They said that was a bagel. The Chassam Sofer, he says, uses this language by a bagel, that even if you hold, I said ahead to the cooking is nothing, it's not edible. He's saying even if you hold the cooking is something, but since there's an afiyah after the bishul, yesh bishul achar afiyah. So even if the cooking of the bagel is something, yesh afiyah achar bishul. So we follow the final part, which is the afiyah, and there's a heter of afiyah pas palter on bagels. So the Shemitzur Balacha compares the same thing to the reverse. If something is cooked first, or baked first, some certainty goes according to the end. Same thing in reverse. If something is baked first and then cooked first, you go according to the end. And therefore, he's matir the breadcrumbs that are subsequently fried or cooked, whatever the case may be. There's a large OU company that makes breadcrumbs. I forget the name. Maybe someone. Yes. Jason's Breadcrumbs. Which I don't know today, you know, companies are sold, but I remember, it must go back at least 15 years, a fellow came in to Rav Palm, and I was there, it was in the morning after Shacharis, and he asked him to Shaila, and he said he owns, I don't know, he's the only owner or partial owner in Jason Breadcrumbs, and he asked Rav Palm to Shaila if the breadcrumbs have to be pas Yisrael, or if it's good enough to, is there a heter, the fact that it's going to be used to be cooked later. So Rav Palm told him, there's a heter, but it's tayt l'hachmir. And I remember he was a very elochiyah person, looked like a very simple person, but he said, tayt l'hachmir, okay, we're going to make it afiyas Yisrael. And that, the owner of the place said, we're going to make it afiyas Yisrael and finish. It was tayt l'hachmir. I remember seeing him, I felt, you know, good relying on his heksha too, very elochiyah fellow. And so at least then it was afiyas Yisrael. I don't know what the metzius is, if it has changed.
Isn't it a bishul if a guy cooks it, but it's not, even though it's edible, it's not thin. If you improve it, you didn't improve on it, then it's a bishul atamim.
No, that's if it's edible. But here the issue is that it's, oh, you mean atzilchus bishul, breadcrumbs are edible. So should we know it's a... no, that was not our question. Our question is pas palter. Our question is not bishulak. There's no bishulak at the breadcrumb. Question is, if it's pas palter, if the bread is baked by a guy, I'm not about pas palta. That bread, I don't eat that bread. I'm not about pas palta. Now, if that bread is made into crumbs and used, my wife cooks it. There's no problem, especially Yisrael. My wife cooks it. But now, once she cooked it, is that cooked bread? Now, that cooked bread crumb still pas palta. Davni Nezer saying, no, that's mutter. Because now that it was made into
It brings life of Shabbat. I want to say, even though by Shabbat we say en bishlach, if we say en bishlach bishl, by bishlach we say yesh bishlach bishlach.
True. So therefore,
in other words, the second bishlach cancels what I've
cancels. All right, the problem with that is the lashon here is that it's asura la'olam. The lashon of mechaber seems to say once it's asura la'olam, it remains asura.
Yes, but it didn't change.
It's called tzarchai. That fee is called tzarchai. Yeah. Because Uncle Michael decide Yid finishes it. It's mutter. It's mutter. It has no bearing though on the
process. It's not so. If you ask a shayla b'shat machal b'dusui, I want to eat it. I'm a dusui. I want to eat it.
It's also.
It's also.
Right.
Then I cook it.
It becomes mutter.
It becomes mutter.
Okay. So you want to be medama that tafia where the mechabes is a ferish asur alayla. It could be that here was cooking machabes d'soy. Maybe it'll be the same.
Never change its status.
Once it's cooked totally, but over there by bishul akum, once you cook it, it remains asur. You can, if it's fully cooked, the yid can't go and cook it, recook it. Yeah, I don't think it matters. You're right, but I don't think that. I don't think it'll be a difference. Either way, if you hold it to heter, there'll be a heter even by double lach. What? Then it's edible. You take a piece of bread, you put cheese and ketchup on it. It remains pas palta. It doesn't. I don't think. I don't think so. If you put it, the question will only be if you put it in water and you cook it. If you bake it, there's no way.
You make French
toast. Well, this is the last din sefches. Based on for today, yesh bishaimer the b'makim she'ein palter motzui klal. In a place where there is no bakery at all, if you're out in a place where there's no bakery, and the only bread you can get is shabalabatim, muter afilu shabalabatim, beitzalach lahamtin al pas kosher v'chei noyegin, an interesting heter, that if it's einay motzi klal, pas palter, you can rely on a guy's bread that he cooks in his house, he has to know it's kosher, of course, and that the oven was kosher, but pas, where it's not motzi klal, now what's called a motzi klal? How many days is a motzi klal? Zaki Tshuva says you have to wait at least 3 days. If there's no bread in town for 3 days, so then you could rely on it. He says, or if it's Erev Shabbos, you don't have to wait 3 days. The only bread available is pas akum. So there's a heter b'mokim she motzi klal of pas akum. We do see from here what
the distance, like Netilas Yedoyim.
So we're going to get to later this distance of arba milim, but. Here you certainly need at least the Arba Milim that we're going to have later, but the Mokim Shei Palta Pas Malta Motzi Klal, the Achreinim are Medayik that there's only a Heter Ene Motzi. We had a Heter by Pas Palta that if Pas Palta is Mutter, if it's better than the Jewish bread, that's if Tziofa Yaisa is a better bread or a different type of bread cake, it's a Heter. That's a Taka is a Heter for Pas Palta. But it's not a heter for pas balabais. Pas balabais, you need a motzi klal. It's not enough. Well, yafa yaiser. You have to have action. You have action. In Eitzah, I have Eitzahs. The question is what the din is. So I mentioned when we started that in the times of Chazal, all bread was kosher. Bread was flour and water. It was no big deal. Depends if you have the bread machine. If you have it, you're right. If you have a bread machine, you know how to use it.
Okay.
All right. So next week, Bezos Hashem, we'll get this test.